In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. God sent his Son into the world because we didn't already have something that we could believe in that would give us life. The thing that we needed in order to have life is Christ himself. In our physical lives, we can live a life now, walk in Christ in a way that we could not have done before. We must believe in him. He himself, the difference that he makes by the things that he does. And the ultimate thing that he does, as we know, is that he ascends and dies on the cross, descends into hell, destroys the power of death, and arises from the dead. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. Paul is telling us, I have preached you the gospel, and you stand in this gospel. And if you believe in this gospel, which is Jesus the Christ and all that he is and has done, then you will live. Unless you have believed in vain, unless you haven't really believed in Christ, but believe in something else, and you venerate Christ, use him as a kind of justification for a faith in something other than Christ. It is him in whom we believe. What does St. Paul mean by the gospel? He means that God came into the world, died, and arose from the dead, according to the scriptures, St. Paul says. St. John Chrysostom emphasizes St. Paul's highlighting of the fact that all of this is according to the scriptures. We have to immediately remind ourselves that when St. Paul wrote his letter to the Corinthians, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John did not yet exist. And when St. Paul says the scriptures, he's not referring to the as yet unwritten gospels according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's referring to what we now call the Old Testament. Everything that Christ does, he does according to the scriptures. He fulfills the scriptures. Everything that Jesus does, he does in accord with scriptures. He fulfills the scriptures. He heals in order that people might know that the Messiah has come. When it comes time to enter into Jerusalem for the last time, he enters on the foal of an ass, in accordance with the scriptures, as the prophets have foretold. And when it comes to the gospel, it is in accordance with the scriptures. And we can look chapter and verse in the Old Testament and see where the prophets have foretold that the Messiah, the King, to fulfill what David could not fulfill, would come. It's all in accordance with the scriptures that Jesus is crucified, pierced through his hands, hung on a cross. And chapter and verse, we can see that in the Old Testament, it was prophesied that the Messiah would die in this way. And he arose from the dead on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. As scripture describes, the body dies. In the Old Testament, when we die, we are separated from the community and God. The body dies. Chrysostom emphasizes that the Old Testament accentuates the reality and the fact and the importance of the death of the body. The body dies. Chrysostom goes to great lengths, as he feels St. Paul has just done, though it's easy for us to miss it. St. Paul is emphasizing the resurrection of Christ from the dead. He was dead, he arose from the dead will arise. Resurrection in the body is central to our Christian faith. And the reason that St. Paul is spending so much time on this is because in the Corinthian church of that time, there were those who kind of eased emphasis on the death and resurrection of Christ himself. The actual crucifixion, the actual death of Christ on the cross, and his actual and real resurrection from the dead. And the fact that all those who die at one with God in Christ will arise from the dead, bodily, physically. This is a reality. And it is a reality that in our physical lives we can live a life now, walk in Christ in a way that we could not have done before. There is a complete oneness between the resurrection of the body and the fact that we can live as Christians in the body, in the flesh, in our own physical lives. Our salvation is the fact that we can live lives that are not separated from God. That's why God came into the world, to destroy death and to rise from the dead and enable us to live at one with His divine life. As soon as we enter into His life, we are able to live that new life. And that life cannot be ended by the separation of body and soul. Our lives continue an eternal life that we began when we entered into Christ's life. All of this hinges on the resurrection of Christ, really, and the resurrection of the body for all Christians. Otherwise, we live lives separated from God, unable to live at one with God through Christ and in the Holy Spirit. That's salvation. That is life. And there were those who denied it, because there comes a price that we have to pay. The price is our own death, the end of our life, the way we would have lived it had Christ not come. Most of us, most of the time, prefer to live life in that way. We would much rather have a source of power or will that we can take for our own. And those who contradicted St. Paul in the community in Corinth and soft-pedaled the importance of the actual crucifixion and resurrection of Christ and the actual resurrection of the body of all Christians, and those two things always went together, they would say things like, what St. Paul really means is that we were in our sins, and now our sins are forgiven. So we continue to live our lives forgiven, but basically the same way we were living before. And if we need more forgiveness, then Christ God forgives all sins. De-emphasize the reality of the actual death of Christ and His resurrection from the dead. De-emphasize the necessity for our own death to a life where the world is first, and resurrection from that life into an eternal life at one with Christ that even our own separation of body and soul cannot end. De-emphasize that. And you free yourself to continue to live life the way you would have wanted to live it in the first place. That's the object. That's how it works. And others would say, this resurrection, this general resurrection of the dead, it's already happened in some way, and we missed it. We were left behind. Not a new idea. There are those in Corinth who said, the general resurrection has already occurred. It's not this physical thing. It's very spiritual. It happened in some level, some cosmic level, the resurrection of those free of the impurity of their sins, free of the body, has already occurred, and we missed it. There were those who said that. Also, de-emphasizing the reality of the physical death of Christ and His resurrection, de-emphasizing the reality of the resurrection of the dead, physically, bodily, and linked to that, the necessity for our death to a life dominated by the values of the physical material world. The death of a life where instead of receiving life from God, we receive life from the world or from our own strength of will or character or something, anything other than Christ. Many alternatives people came up with in order to escape the necessity of suffering without which we cannot enter into and share the life of Christ. St. Paul says that we are a new creation and we are to walk in Christ. We are to live the divine life that God made possible, a new creation. And that new creation is the human beings that we become when we leave off and cut ourselves off from a life separate from God, repent from that life, turn around, reorient, and enter into Christ's life. We heard about the young man, the lawyer, who came to Jesus and said, good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? Approaches Christ with respect. Good teacher, And Jesus responds by asking him, "Why do you call me good? Only one is good, God. Only God is good. Only God is the source of life. We cannot have any goodness of our own separate from Him." And that's what we want, to have something good separate from God, because the price is high. We have to abandon our own life in order to live from God, in order to live from His goodness. "Why do you call me good? Only one is good, that is God Himself." And yet Jesus answers, if you would enter into life, follow the scriptures. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Honor your father and mother. Don't bear false witness. Don't steal. Love God first of all with your mind, soul, heart, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. I've done all these things. Okay, now you're ready to enter. We want to make no mistake here. Jesus is not telling the man, if you do these things, you will have eternal life. If you would enter eternal life, do these things. I've done all of these things. What else must I do? Sell all the things that you have and come and follow me. And the man can't. His life is in those things. He can fulfill the commandments, at least in the letter, but he cannot abandon a life where he lives from the things that he owns. Those things own him. He is bound to them. He can't leave them behind. That is the life that he wants to live, separate from God, and yet have one more thing that he doesn't have yet, and that is eternal life. You can't have it, because the source is Christ himself. It's been put like this: only Christ God has life to give. Jesus the Christ can give life to us. He is the life giver, because he is the incarnate Son of God, because he has come into the world to destroy death and give us life. But we must enter into that life. We must enter into his life. If you would have eternal life, sell all you have and follow me, because he is the life giver. And if the man had given away everything that he had, as all of the apostles had done, and followed him, then they would be entering into eternal life. Would they have it already? There is the rest of their lives to live, after all. They will continue to live a life walking in Christ, as Paul says, for the rest of their lives. Even though, of course, there will be those difficulties, those temptations, the ones that we see St. Peter go through after the crucifixion. It's not a straight line. Repentance is always the straight part, where you return and straight enter back into Christ every time you've fallen away. But following Christ, that's what it means. Again and again, turning away from those times when you fall back into depending, out of fear, on the things of this world, and reorienting yourselves, re-entering back into the life that is Christ. Only He is good. He is the only source of life. And that's how it is for all of us. It is a struggle between life and death. It's a choice between life and death. Just as is explained early in what we call the Old Testament, what St. Paul simply calls the Scriptures. There are two paths before you, the path of life and the path of death. You can't follow them both at the same time. Enter into the life that is Christ himself. Walk as the new creation that Christ makes us into as we enter into and share the oneness, the goodness, the holiness of his life. And there's no point in coming to him and asking him very innocently, "What must I do to have eternal life?" Give up everything and enter into the life of God himself. Christ is the only one who is the life giver. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.